Exclusive former employees reveal Fonnie Willis's extreme DEI training. Forced to associate white with bad, judges ranked on skin color. By Wendell Hasebo on February 27, 2024. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis subjected her employees to mandatory race training, forcing the entire office to rate black or white skin colors as either good or bad, according to training slides and video exclusively obtained by Breitbart News. If you didn't participate in the quiz, you got fired, a source exclusively told Breitbart News about Willis's policy. Sources who shared the race training with Breitbart News wished to remain anonymous for fear of retribution due to their direct knowledge of the corrupt and hostile work environment inside the district attorney's office. Sources described the race training as a directive straight from Willis, who injected racism into the office from the second she got hired. Willis won election in 2020 and is up for re-election this November. In 2021, she began probing former President Donald Trump. Dubbed an implicit bias test, a Harvard website generated the diversity, equity, and inclusion slides that made some sources feel ashamed of being white employees. Willis had some guy be live for roughly 8 hours, a source said. He was a former member of Obama's White House. The training suggested the United States was founded on the sins of white men and the slaughter of Native Americans, one source described. I thought it was so wrong. Willis pulled it off as diversity training, but it was more so an attack on the race, relations, thing, a source explained. One element of the training described by a source was a slide test where users had to choose to move an image of a white person to a block that said bad in order to complete the program. It had a word on the left, and it's a box, a word on the left, a word on the right, and an image. I needed to connect the image to one side, which determines your bias. Until you said that the white guy was bad, it wouldn't let you move on. It said white bad on one side of black good on the other, and an image of a person came up, and if you didn't drag it to the white bad category, the white man pops up in the middle, if you couldn't pass the test. They put an X in it and it won't let you move on. Breitbart News also obtained a race training video that ranked the most racist judges, as described by a source with knowledge of the training. The video, which played during the race training session, mentioned Florida, not Georgia, and used statistics not based on Fulton County data. It also spoke about judges being partisans, although judges in Georgia run unaffiliated. The audio of this clip has been muted to protect the identity of the source who provided it. Video transcript. You're set to appear before a judge, but you don't know who. Your best bet would be for the judge to be black and in male. Black male judges sentence black defendants 10% less time in lockup than whites, according to 12 years of criminal data compiled by court clerks. But if that black male judge is Republican, that thinking shifts. No group sentenced blacks to more time, compared to whites, than black Republican judges. 69% more time, to be exact. Black female judges are the fairest. They sentence blacks and whites to the same amount of time. But black female judges are also the harshest. They send away both black and whites for far longer than any other member group. But what are the odds of getting a black judge? They're not in your favor. Only 28 of the more than 450 judges who preside over serious criminal cases in Florida are black. So the judge would probably be white. If it's a white male, you can expect 20% more time in lockup than a white defendant. If it's a white female, you can expect 10% more time. Politics also come into play. Republican judges sentence blacks 21% more time in lockup than whites. Democratic judges sentence blacks to 70% more time. The allegations of extremist training on racial issues are the latest revelation in the DA Willis scandal. Multiple sources exclusively told Breitbart News that Nathan Wade, Willis's one-time lover and fellow Trump prosecutor, was a key decision-maker on which employees to hire or fire in the DA's office following her election victory in November 2020. The accusation of Wade's previously unreported service for the district attorney's office raises ethical and conflict of interest concerns. It also raises questions about whether Wade and Willis have been forthright about the timeline of their affair. In addition, multiple sources familiar with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office exclusively told Breitbart News the Biden administration planned to Democrat operative Jeff DeSantis inside Fulton County's office to target Trump. If the Biden administration planted the operative, As the sources say, it would present a strong argument that the administration interfered in the 2024 presidential election. Scott McAfee, the presiding judge over the allegations against Willis, is currently weighing whether she engaged in an actual conflict of interest with Wade. The judge previously said Willis could be removed from the case, handing Trump a massive victory. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.